The human race is divided in two distinct sexes, male and female. While the typical man is a simple creature, there exists a subgroup, the nice guy, a dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Joe, Jason, and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hey guys, hi.
I think he hasn't been on this podcast long enough where they don't get this joke anymore if they're still watching.
I mean, we just, it's a memory because it's been a long time since we've done this anyway.
So. That is true.
Hey guys, we had a great topic today. My name's Manny.
I'm Jason.
And this is Jason. Yeah, that guy's Jason.
I didn't shave.
And we're the last of the nice guys.
Yes, we are. I'm so excited.
And today's topic is, what is it, Jay? I forgot.
I don't know. The strawberry question? I don't know. I don't remember. You just showed it to me.
Yes.
Today's topic is the strawberry question. It's some nonsense. You ladies are ridiculous. Play it. TikTok. Let's react to it. It's going to be a quick episode. We're not really back, but we're definitely trying.
All right. So my internet was restored, by the way.
Are you connected to my internet?
No.
Of course not.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Hey, I have a question. So let's say you're walking home and you're super hungry, and you see a field of strawberries. Like, there's a field of strawberries, but you have a meal at home. Are you gonna pick a strawberry or eat at home?
I'll probably pick a strawberry.
The fuck? How much?
Probably like 40. I'm a big dude, so it takes a lot to satisfy me. Know what I'm saying?
40?
Yeah, I'll probably pick like 40 of them.
Okay, but what happens if there's a fence? A big fence in front, like...
I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably hop the fence and still eat the strawberries.
What the fuck?
I'd probably pick 40 strawberries, eat them on the way home, and then probably still eat at home.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, why not?
So basically you're saying that you'll cheat on me.
What the fuck?
That's basically what you're saying.
Ow!
Because the strawberries were supposed to be the other bitches, and the food at home is me.
What the f...
And you chose the bitches.
So I have to. So one. Before we even get into this, the strawberry question in itself, do you think that that video is even real? Like, it feels real.
It feels real. I feel homeboy was just set up because he was like, "What the fuck?"
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, because here's the thing. The reason why I asked that question is, it's such an absurd thing to say. It's such an absurd leap of logic to ask a strawberry question, and somehow it leads back to you that you're it reveals you're cheating or that you would cheat, that it just feels like it's got to be a gag.
But that's,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Honestly, though, in this generational crazy nonsense, this kind of stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a small portion of the population that actually does stupid crap like this, because again, it is TikTok, and we went over a TikTok something or other.
We did
before.
That was the
It was another orange peel theory,
and we also but I subscribed to the green line theory. You know, I did subscribe to that because it made sense. See, because he loves me more. I subscribed to it because I even looked at my own pictures and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I liked her more. I'm pretty sure she liked me more. So why don't we subscribe to this, much like the orange peel theory?
Because here's just my expertise as a woman.
Your expertise as a woman. I just want to make sure that what you said was what you meant to say that you said.
I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I used to be a man.
What are your pronouns?
She, they, him, her, they, us, and all. Anyways,
God damn.
That's all of
mine. You confused.
I am. It sucks. But my expertise with my dealings with other women, besides myself, I've known that stories like this, or not stories like this, but like scenarios like this, can be interpreted in the mindset of a woman, because she's asking for a reason. There's a story. It's already enacted in her brain. She already thinks of the outcome. She already knows why she's asking. And we as men don't understand any of it, because why? Logically, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. We as logical thinkers think things logically. The man was asked, would you pick a strawberry on your way home knowing you have a meal home? He said, hell yeah, eat some strawberries. She...
Hell yeah, eat some strawberries. Some strawberries.
She had her whole little deranged mindset behind it and put strawberries as, you know, these hoes out in the streets. Now, if you're... Again, I'm going to reiterate myself from the last time we've spoken something similar to this. If you have to enact a story or go beat around the bush to get to your point, you shouldn't even try in the first place. Be more direct. We as men would appreciate that. We like the direct approach. We don't like to beat around the bush.
Or break up with us.
Or just leave.
Yeah, or break up with us.
Yeah.
I have said this. I've said this, and you guys know I've said this many, 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 many times. If you have, the minute you have doubt, and your partner's response to your doubt isn't sufficient, or you have to go through a roundabout way, such as playing mind games, gaslighting, going through their phones, it's done. Just leave the relationship. There's no point. There isn't. There's no point. So if you are in a position where you feel like you can't communicate with your significant other, and you have to do backhanded mind game tests, such as the orange peel theory or the strawberry question, and you're basically setting us up for the fail. Just because he says, nah, man, I don't like... What if he doesn't like strawberries? What if he doesn't like strawberries and he says, nah, man, I'm just going to come home and eat. You don't even know that he doesn't like strawberries. You don't know he's allergic. So you think, this is a good man. 2 weeks later, he's cheating on you. He's eating strawberries. He's eating all them strawberries.
He's eating okay? mangoes.
Forget it. He's eating... he's burying his face in that bitch. And he's having a peach on the side, all right? So I'm like, you see what I'm saying? Like, there is no context behind that. It's a mind game, and it doesn't make any sense. And my phone should be, excuse me, on vibrate. But, you know, saying like, so these questions, and this is why Manny hates love, but this is why I, you know, another reason why I kind of stopped dating, because the nonsense that exists now, especially thanks to like TikTok and Smack, why would I want to be involved with somebody who may in fact be, oh baby, I want to try this, and it's a joke at first, you think it's funny, but then you don't get the right reaction, or you get the wrong reaction, you're fine with it, but you start seeing everybody else's reactions on TikTok, and it kind of gets into your mind. I who wants to deal with that? Who wants to deal with that?
What do they say? A single mind is safe, but a group of people is dangerous?
Yes. But to dumb it down for everybody, it's what Agent K said to Agent J in Men in Black. A person is smart. People are dumb, angry, panicky people, and you know it. A person is smart. But when you get into a crab, it's called hive mentality, mob mentality, cognitive dissonance. It's ridiculous. You know, there's a video, hold on now, that I was sent, and it was poor guy. I'll put it right here. This was tagged for Lauderdale Airport.
Ever.
and he's sitting there.
Left at the airport.
And he's sitting there. He's still sitting there.
No.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He's not going anywhere. He's adjusting his seat. He's saying, relax. Yeah. This is it.
Well, she's not lying. He's a bitch.
He is.
He is a loser.
Yeah.
They're sitting there. Getting attacked like this.
And that's it. That's in an airport. And I don't know. I know I can overlay. Please send me that video so I can overlay. I don't know. This is from Facebook. I don't know if I can overlay this so you guys can see it. Because basically it's being recorded by somebody sitting next to them, like, just recording this. Yeah, it's creeper. It's stupid. But it's nonsense. It's crazy. And this is the shit that I'm talking about, you know? Oh, well, women go through it too. I know that. That's not what this podcast is about. I know that. Okay, we know about the women's plight. I honestly don't care about the women's plight. Not that I don't care, but we all hear about it. Heard it all before. This podcast is always about the plight of men. Men go through it too. We deal with this stuff too. That's why it's called Last of the Nice Guys, because the nice guys have died. They're that's it. Because for what? This guy clearly is. Actually, you know what I believe? That the term nice guy has been replaced with simp.
Yep.
There are no more nice guys now. A nice guy is considered a simp. This guy is probably a nice guy because the fact that he didn't clock her, and we don't condone
no,
you know, violence. But I'm saying
he didn't react.
He just sat there.
He just sat there and just.
And he was like, relax.
He'd probably beat her ass at home though. I would do that.
No, would it?
Behind closed doors, I'd beat her ass and be like,
no, you wish. Listen, how dare you? But no, in reality.
Sorry.
No, that's not, we don't condone putting hands on anybody. I don't condone men hitting women or women hitting men. I want to be very clear. I'm equal opportunist. But I do condone if one person slaps the other one, you get clocked.
It's going on.
It's on. Mm-mm. So don't put your hands on somebody, you don't get clocked back. Period. You know? That double standard. Oh, she can spec you up, but you hit her. Oh my God, you hit her. You can't hit a girl.
You put your hands on me.
She.
What?
You literally gave me a black eye and busted my lip. Well, you lost your mind? Anyhow, I'm not getting there. I'm not. I have a trip in like 48 hours. But stuff like that. The fact that he sat there, he's like, what's going on? And further on in the video, security comes over and pulls him aside to be like, what the hell is going on? What is wrong with her? And he's defending her. He's like, it was a hard morning. It was early. We had to rush over here. And you know what she's doing? Sitting there on her phone. Just sitting there on her phone. Not even trying to get up. Not seeing. Security is talking to your man. Picked up him and told him to come over. What's going on? What exactly is happening? I don't know if they were trying to say he was doing something to her, or if he was trying to if they're trying to get him away from her, from the situation. But he should have taken that. The minute one, he's probably used to it. It's probably what happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And here's the thing, though. I don't know if you saw his face. He's not a good looking, and not a bad looking dude.
Right.
He's not a bad looking dude.
He didn't look bad.
He looked young. He could be like one of our friggin' cousins. He had the goatee. He was a thin and trim. He was not a bad looking dude. There was absolutely no reason why. And if he wasn't a brother, he was at least
half a brother.
Half a brother. Or maybe Latino, because he's got the red bone, light skin complexion. He was a good looking guy. She was just some sloppy looking white girl, from what it sounded like to me. The simple fact of the matter though is that that's ridiculous, and that's the situations that women will put men in, and then when we react, we're crazy.
Right. My thing is, if she's willing to do that in a public area, nonstop.
Oh, she's beating him.
Yeah.
She's beating him in private.
If there's no. Mm-hmm. Physical actions being taken on her part, she just doesn't have a filter, and she doesn't know how to not be that person whenever she gets to that point.
It's not about that. It's about having shame. You're in public. Forget about what you did to me. How do I want to look in public?
No, but that's what I'm saying. She has no filter, which means there's nothing stopping her from doing this anywhere.
No.
You could be at a funeral.
Yes.
Where a family member just passed away and something pissed her off and she's acting like this in the middle of a funeral. And that's what I mean, that there's no filter, there's nothing to stop her.
Just
ridiculous.
I mean, is there a level beyond red flag? Like, that's what that is. Whatever is beyond red flag.
A darker red?
Black flag? I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but what are you doing? So then, okay. And so why did I bring up that video? Because that's pretty much where it was going with the other video. She was getting upset to that point over something stupid. Very, very stupid. She's mad at the guy because he was rushing her through the airport so they can catch their flight. That's the impression I'm getting. Urgency. We're going to miss our flight. I understand you're annoyed, but that's what's happening. The son's just all of a sudden, what is he calling me, you know? Sorry, guys. But so could you see that something like that happening? Babe, you know, it is food at home, it is strawberries. You pick a strawberry, and then they start going to that degree because you answered a harmless question incorrectly.
Through TSA.
Yes. Could you imagine?
You would eat strawberries on the way home?
Yeah.
Here's my bag.
Yeah.
You take my shirt off. Right.
Ma'am, I need your shoes.
No, hold on. Yeah. Sir, hold on. Strawberries?
Yeah. I was hungry. I mean,
what do you mean you were hungry? Do I not feed you enough?
You know, and then the CC how it goes? That's what I'm saying. That's why I brought up that video alongside it, because that's where the idiocy of her, let's assume that was pure, genuine, right? That's where that idiocy was going. That psychosis was going to that point. He did click on, but she was getting loud. And I could see how that jumps to this. And then her slapping him up, and he's got to just take it. But does he, though?
No.
That's the thing.
No, walk away from the situation. And this is for any men that are out there that may be listening to one or two that are listening to this podcast. if this happens to you, if you're ever in a scenario where the TikTok stupidness happens or the airport stupidness happens, and you're in a situation where, like, the not only just the embarrassment, but the disrespect, the lack of respect that your woman that you chose to be with, you know, because yes, there are many strawberries out there, but if this one is acting like this in public, she has no shame to do this anywhere.
Oh yeah,
you need to definitely walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
Because whether your friends are doing this or your family is telling you walk away, there's a reason to walk away from this, because the one time you act out of character because of something like this, you're going to be in the wrong, you're going to get in trouble, you're possibly going to get arrested. There are legal ramifications that happen to this stuff, and the police or the authorities, they don't see the other side. They don't see your version. They see you reacting. They don't know why you react. They just see you reacting. And unfortunately, in our society, as somebody who's dealt with this before, you're the man. You are looked at as the aggressor. And you're the person that started the whole situation.
Yeah.
Not she did it. You're reacting because now you're up here as a little grizzly bear. You know, that's the problem. That's how society looks
at Nobody, they don't tend to inquire about the catalyst, how and why. Just you did it. You know, I've been on the receiving end where I've been made to look like a fool, and I'll snap, and then I look like a fool. I look foolish for it, and it's what I call breaking composure. You know, when you break composure, and it sucks, but you get pushed to that point, and you try your best not to be around something like that. You know, whether it's a wife, a baby mama, an ex, a current. The minute somebody can break your composure,
a side piece,
a backslide. You don't want that. They break your composure. You gotta step away and stay away. And no matter what, that's not mature. You need to work it out. Fuck no. It's not worth your peace. It's not worth your mental capacity. Just stand aside. You can be in the same location. You stand here. Let them stand over there. Don't go. Don't even be in their aura. It sounds bad. You know what I'm saying? It does. And some people can say it's immature. I don't give a flying F if you think that. Because peace of mind and not being put in a position where you're gonna snap or whatever is better. It's more important. So what I would say to both of these guys, after this is done, I said you can post whatever you want to post. Well, this one was being recorded by a third party. But that she, as soon as the camera, actually even while the camera's on, I say, you know what, we're done. What do you mean? Yeah, we're done. We're done. I said, baby, it was a joke. No, I don't think that was a joke. But I think what's more important is the behavior that you do not want. There was an episode we did called Non-Negotiables, or The Power of No, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we had, I think her name was Beautiful Golda. She did a podcast or a recording about non-negotiables. And I've been telling people, what you want is fluid. Wants change. even needs change. But typically what you don't like kind of stays longer. It kind of stays the same. Mm-hmm. What you don't like and what you won't tolerate. Identify your non-negotiables. Identify the no's. And then when you see that, you walk away. It can make you very lonely. You know, it can. But would you rather be alone or have no peace of mind? Stressed out. Constantly going through stuff like that. That's it. You can give. Well, don't you give second chances? Sure. So let's say that's the first time it happened. I'll say, check it out. I don't deal with this. Knock it off. Don't let it happen again. You can.
Right.
But when it does happen again,
you're setting your standards and your boundaries.
Which is fine.
Which is important.
But now you must be willing to, once it happens again. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to. There's no reason. This plain fish in the sea. She's not the one. There is no the one. I'm just being honest with you. There is no the one. The one is somebody you pick and you make them the one. There is plenty of fish in the sea. And you know what? Sometimes if your happiness, your prosperity, your peace of mind is defined by being with someone or being with one particular one, then you're not holding it to yourself. Somebody should bring something to the table, not be the table. That's how I feel.
Right. Somebody should be your other half of the jigsaw puzzle. That's how relationships work. You know, they fit to format your lifestyle. That's how it's a together situation. It's not.
Yeah.
It's me and you, and that's we do our separate thing. Like it has to be a togetherness. That's the same thing with parenting and having children. Yeah. You know, everything has to work together. If you're copacetic together, then everything will work out fine. But look at all these situations where people aren't together, divorce rates, you know, breakups, you know, single family homes. It's all because no one could get together and just work things out together. Mm-hmm. When you have situations like this, there's no working anything out. What just happened?
I have no idea.
He just died.
No, he didn't. Oh. Still going.
Oh, hi.
Screen back. But that was still recorded, so I think it's fine.
I was crazy. When you have situations like that, there's no working anything out because they've already, in their minds, have made up and decided how things were going to go and how they're going to be. Mm-hmm. Which is why, as a man or as an individual, you need to put your foot down, set your boundaries, and stick to the boundaries. Because if you allow people to go around and go under and go and, you know, play around and
inside and jiggle
and, you know, whatever with your boundaries, they're going to continue to do it. It's just like children.
They're of course,
keep testing you because they know they can get away with it. And that's what, you know, happens in relationships. If you allow somebody to continue messing around, they're going to continue doing it because they know you'll
love. That's why I changed my phrase. There used to be a phrase, draw a line in the sand. And I would say, no, man, you draw a line in the quick, dry concrete. Mm-hmm. Because once the concrete dries, the line is there. And sand, it can be kicked, it can be stepped over. I mean, you can step over the concrete, but it can be kicked, water can, whatever. But the line in the quick, dry concrete, that's there until it's repaved over. Draw a line in quick, dry cement. That's my phrase now. Sorry, because it works that way. Where's the room for compromise? Where's the room for communication? It's all there, but it's choice, not expectation. I choose whether I'm going to compromise with you or not. I choose whether I'm going to communicate with you or not, based upon my standards. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, your peace of mind should be paramount. Should be number one. Over anything else. If you don't have peace of mind, it's like, I think I brought this up before, because I've been traveling a lot, and if you've ever been on a plane, they say, in the event of emergency, and the oxygen mask come down, fasten yours first before helping somebody else. And I was thinking about this, and I know there was a video about this too. Why would they tell you to fasten your own first before trying to help somebody else? Because if you're not okay and you're not right, how can you help somebody else? And if you do try to help somebody else, you both are going to be treading water. You both are going to be drowning. Make sure you are good first. It's not selfish. It's not even self-absorbed. It's self-preservation. Period. I'm not going to put myself out there and you know, whatever. So back to relationships. If I'm not content with me, I'm not dating somebody. For what? Because you're not going to fill any hole. I should be the whole cake. You can be, and the icing, and the sprinkles.
And he's cake.
strawberries. And you can put beefcake, and you can just put the little cherry, you know, you can accent it. But I don't need, and I respect the whole jigsaw puzzle part, but no, you should be the whole puzzle. What you can be is the table I display the puzzle on. Well, what you can be is something else.
I don't mean like you're half of a puzzle and I'm right. half a puzzle. Right. I mean like you're each a complete puzzle and you're adding to the puzzle. I don't mean
so
you're adding to the puzzle.
Right. So if my puzzle is a nice beach, I absolutely agree. But no, because clearly this guy, some reason she's got something. Maybe she got that fire stuff that and then he's stuck on that. This dude, I don't know what it is. Maybe he thinks he can't get any better. Maybe they have a kid together. And let me tell you right now, having kids does not mean you need to stay in something toxic.
And I've seen a lot of videos of
this man refused to do it.
If you had a baby with a woman, you know, that's your woman for life, make it work for the kids. No. It doesn't, and it doesn't always work that way for the simple fact that, you know, having children, first of all, having children should not be a catalyst for a relationship.
No.
That's neither here or there. Now, you can co-parent. You know, that's fine. You want to raise the children, you know, together and do whatever. That's perfectly fine because, you know, each child needs each parent. No problem. However, sticking to the relationship, being in a marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not working.
Oh, yeah.
And for the sake of the children, it's only going to make it worse.
No.
And then on top of that, what are you teaching your children?
Yes.
You're showing your children, it's okay. We don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get along with so-and-so in the future.
You're setting it's the fine. Tone. You're setting the tone. You're
setting the catalyst
you're
and setting the tone for your children.
And that's not good. That's not
you're
good.
You're teaching them it wrong. Mm-hmm. And no matter how many conversations you can have with your children after the fact or during the situation, you're still showing them differently. You know, you're basically contradicting what you're trying to teach your children. Don't do it. And I'm also a firm believer. He's not. I am. If it doesn't work now, it could possibly work in the future. Everybody grows. Everybody, see, I already called it. Everybody grows, everybody changes. As we as human beings.
As we mature,
we change certain things about ourselves and we give a shit less about certain things.
We mature together.
Like, look at these 20-year-olds running around right now. They think and care about everything. They look at what they look, how people perceive them, you know, what people think of them and how people like them or whatever the case is. Give them another 20 years, they're not going to care about that anymore.
Very true.
We don't.
Very true.
I don't get, like, you right there. You right there. You. Yeah, you. Sorry, the camera's right there. You. I don't care about you. I don't care about how you feel about me because you do nothing for me. You don't pay my bills. You definitely don't give me no damn pizza. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm hungry.
You have food at home. Yeah. Okay.
So you cheating? I'm getting some strawberries. I got a mango. But at certain ages, we tend to change what we care about because our stress levels are already super high. If you let go of certain things that you used to care about, your stress levels go down.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the gray in all this beard. I used to care so much about so many things, and look what happened. It changed color, and now I'm old.
Right. Right. So that threw me the fuck off. I'm sorry.
Later on, things can work out.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying it always will.
You're right. I don't think so. I mean, I have one or two examples of people that they tried. Like, they're on their eighth try. And the eighth
that's
time,
too many
finally.
Times.
But the eighth time, it finally worked. It stuck. I don't know if it's because of age. So, it's true. But what you're referring to, in my opinion, is wants and needs. Wants and needs shift. But the core personality, because if you truly, truly don't get along with somebody, I believe it's because your core personalities don't mesh. And the core personalities don't typically change. It has to be something fundamental. Or the person has to first find fault in their behavior and then actively try and change it. But organically changing, I don't think it's really a thing.
The normal personality traits don't organically change. Wrong and you know whatever. That's when change happens.
Yes.
But you have to also want to do that.
You have to be receptive and understand that this is what happened and you need to change. And I'm sorry, most people, especially I'm sorry, women specifically, they lack accountability. They do.
Strawberries.
So
airport.
Yeah. They lack accountability, you know, to be like, hey, this is, you know, I need to change this. Oh, you know, usually from what I can tell and from what I've seen, women, they lack accountability. Women, unfortunately, are cowards when it comes to that. They just are. Because if you can recognize what you've done, can you apologize? Well, yes, I can. Have you? Let's be real. Have you?
Or will you?
Will you? That you know. Yeah, and men are too. But the difference with men is we're accountable in our opinion, but if they don't, it's because they don't give a shit. They're not deluded. Yeah, I screwed this person over, moving on my life. Not a good thing. But at least you're transparent about it. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, you know, women, to get to that core, you've got to go all the way down, and then when they finally reveal it, are you gonna then change? I know many women who have come to a self realization about certain things, and then just as quickly as they realized it, they just didn't act upon it.
And I know women that have changed and changed their whole personality, did a 180. After the catalyst happened, which is what people need to do. They need to understand their faults. No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. We all have flaws, whether we choose to see it or not. We're all flawed, and we all need to realize, how do we live with that flaw, and how can we, our flaws, and how can we live with our flaws in life? This was crazy. That was crazier.
Crazier, yes. Yes.
Both flawed.
Yes. And both of them, the women and the men.
Right.
Because the women, that's toxic, but the men dealing with that, that's, and those allowing are both flaws. It, because yes.
My thing is,
you shut that shit down.
You shut it down once it happens. How many times has it happened?
Shut it down. You know, so no, you shut it down, or you walk away from after the first. Me, I'm at a point in my life now. One, I'm not really dating. I'm not dating. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not. I'm focusing on peace of mind. I love it. Look all of this. This is what happens when a man stops dating. But anyway, but I don't have the patience to work through somebody's faults. Nor do I expect, and I'll make it very clear, I don't let anybody work through my faults. I'm not perfect. You don't like something about me? That's cool. You can keep it moving. You don't have to wait and mitigate with me, because I'm not gonna do it with you. I'm at a point now. I'm saying I just don't have to deal with it. And I've been feeling like this for the last decade, and it got progressively worse. I don't have the patience, and I don't expect anything from the universe that I'm not willing to give. And I'm not willing to give you patience to work through the fault that I don't like. I don't expect it from me. Trust me, I don't. But just know, I have a certain criteria that I'll say, I have my expectations, and if you cross the line and you don't hit it, then all right, keep it moving. You know, that's him. He doesn't even think about that. But we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in to the strawberry question nonsense, and of course the tangent it went through. Final thoughts, man, knee. Sorry, I was going to call you the other one. So. This is what happens when we record two different brand podcasts back to back. It's hard to separate.
Final thoughts. Again, yes. I'll reiterate my original point. If you, ladies, if you have to go a roundabout way to find an answer from your man or your significant other.
Why? Why?
Don't do it. Don't waste your time. If you feel like you have to go that route to, and you can't be straightforward with it, either something is wrong with you, or just terminate the situation. Or the relationship
is over.
Terminate the situation, because you're wasting each other's time at this point. You know, because if, let's just say you get a positive reaction this time around, then you go do something stupid and ask another stupid question or another TikTok mm-hmm, something mm-hmm, or nonsense mm-hmm. another, down the road, and then you don't get that reaction. You've just wasted your entire time from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. So if you can't be straightforward with yourself, internalize your fixers, your fixer uppers, your whatever, and you need to fix that situation, because if you can't be straightforward, you need to not date. You have something broken.
I agree. I concur. Like I said, if you got to play games, then you shouldn't be in that relationship. And if you have a game played on you, you shouldn't be in that relationship. And neither side should be tolerating disrespect. And if you are tolerating it, why? Is it guilt? Is it codependence? Do you believe that there's so many people in the world that it's unnecessary to be trapped and locked in on somebody that is, for lack of a better word, beneath you? That's what I'm saying. That's it. So thanks for tuning in to Last of Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason, that's Manny, and thank you for your time.
Don't do it.
Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.